with SRN News, I'm John Scott. On the campaign trail, GOP Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance says presidential nominee Donald Trump has shown he knows what it takes to secure the U.S.-Mexico border.
When President Trump was in office, we deported illegal aliens. When President Trump was in office, we were building the border wall, which made it harder for illegal aliens to come here in the first place. When President Trump was president, we did not grant mass amnesty, which allowed illegal aliens to come into our communities to harm our people and then to stay here after the fact.
Vance spoke at a campaign rally in Michigan this morning during the first of two stops, which also includes one in Wisconsin. Also at SRNNews.com, torrential rain looks to be in the forecast. National Hurricane Center senior hurricane specialist Richard Pasch says expect Tropical Storm Debbie to move across the Carolinas through Friday.
The big threat from Debbie is going to be very heavy rains. We could have rainfall totals up to 25 inches in parts of the Carolinas, South Carolina, and that's going to really cause a flood problem in that area.
Debbie currently taking a breather over the western Atlantic Ocean. Debbie made landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast early Monday as a hurricane. At least six people have died. The fourth largest fire in California history is still burning, and at last report, only 34% contained. Nearly 41,000 acres have burned. Over 6,000 firefighters are enduring hot temperatures as they battle this huge arson-caused blaze. 636 structures have been destroyed by the park fire, which started just over 2 weeks ago. Amazingly, no fatalities. On Wall Street, the Dow had 372 points, the NASDAQ up 230. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on children.
Fewer and fewer women in this country are having children. The birth rate is below replacement level and has been for years. And a lot of Americans are concerned. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that nearly half of adults think women having fewer kids is a bad thing, versus 20% who think it's a good thing and 30% who don't think it matters. Also, nearly half of adults say they do not plan to have children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The South Dakota Supreme Court has reversed a judge's dismissal of a lawsuit seeking to remove an abortion initiative from the November ballot. The court's order follows a decision by Life Defense Fund to appeal the judge's July ruling. The group sued in June seeking to remove the measure and alleging various wrongdoing related to petition circulators. Several other states will be voting on abortion this fall. This is SRN News. Hundreds of millions of dollars in federal money going to the repair or removal of dams all across the country.
Many entities are already using funds from the federal infrastructure law to remove mostly small dams from North Carolina to California. Advocates argue removing these structures, many that have outlived their usefulness and are in desperate need of repair, can return rivers to their natural state and bolster biodiversity. Others are being removed to reduce the risk of flooding and revive river-dependent economies. Some states are also chipping in for dam removal. Rich Thomason reporting.
W.W. Kellogg Company closing one U.S. cereal plant, downsizing another, is part of a plan to consolidate its operations in newer facilities. The company said this week it will close its Omaha, Nebraska plant by the end of 2026. Kellogg said the plan will result in a net loss of 550 jobs. More details at SRNNews.com.